I posted something. I think it was Friday after the show wrapped up, and it was just a 1 minute clip from the show where we talked to my wife Lindsay about how she might divorce me or leave me if I keep on hitting snooze. And something new I tried is I put like a picture, put the audio for the video, but I put like subtitles at the bottom.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of videos are doing that because people don't even click on sound half the time on Instagram or Facebook. It starts out muted. So, no big deal. That's not what annoys me on social media. The thing that I cannot stand online is what happened afterwards. Did you notice this? Either one of you notice what I'm talking about before I say it?
I don't. Well, before you say it, no. Maybe after you say it.
Okay. Good. Okay. Then this is interesting. So I posted the video with the subtitles on Facebook and Instagram, and several people pointed out that one word was spelled wrong.
Oh, you hate grammar Nazis.
Not even that, but it's like, I hate people, like, their only contribution to a conversation is to point out, they didn't, like, comment, like, because there was a question, like, hey, does somebody do this, or tag somebody that, you know, snores, or that hits the snooze button all the time. They don't join in that conversation or that dialogue. All they do, your only reason to exist on this earth is to point out, like, a spelling error. Not even a grammar Nazi. I understand that, but this thing, you understand, like, auto-generates, like, it gives you words, and I'm like, okay, that must be it, and I'm going through hundreds of words for a minute long clip of us talking. Alex and I talk a mile a minute. So here's what happened, and maybe you'll notice this if you go check it out. Shannon, thanks Shannon, on my Joe Pesh Radio Facebook page said, defiantly? Did you mean definitely?
Oh, Shannon.
I'm like, Shannon.
Don't you have a book club to manage?
I reply, question mark. Shannon replied, the verbiage that shows along with the video defiantly should be definitely. Well, thanks, Shannon. I'm glad you were there when I was editing the video.
Yeah, let me go back and edit for another 30 minutes just to fix this one mistake that you can obviously tell is a mistake. Also, Shannon, have you ever listened to our show? Don't you know that Joe is pretty much dyslexic? Yeah, or that. Yeah.
Well, don't worry, Shannon. You're not alone. Tabitha, she had to hop on my Instagram, and or maybe it was the Joe and Alex show Instagram. I don't even remember because there was so much going on.
Tabitha was bored in the car waiting line, I guess.
Tabitha said, whoever typed this out doesn't know how to spell definitely.
Obviously you. It's on your page.
Yeah. She says, defiantly? Alex said definitely. It's like, oh! That's all you noticed?
That's right, Tabitha.
That's
I
your
did.
Only contribution to this video from the show? Is you're going to point out one spelling error? Not like, haha, that was funny, or, oh, this is dumb. You're just going to point out that it auto-corrected to defiantly and not definitely, and I didn't catch it.
People are just born to troll on social media. That's what they live for.
Which is the worst one? Because I think the worst for people, just negativity personally, is Facebook.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's a cesspool.
Yeah, I don't even get on Facebook anymore.
And you know what I'm noticing? It's old people.
It's always old people. That's what I'm saying. They're bored. They've got a book club to manage, but they're waiting around, killing time.
Like Shannon, I didn't say her last name. I don't even know if she still listens. Sorry, Shannon, if you do, but she used to listen to me. I remember her when I worked in Grand Rapids. I worked in country radio when I first started out. She still follows me on Facebook. I'm like, you've got to be 70 or 80. Like, you're breathing your last breath here, and you're going to take the time, instead of spending with your family and grandkids, to comment on this video I shared with everybody that it's defiantly and not definitely.
How dare she?
Can we just agree, like, when we know there's an error, we don't have to point it out. Like, did you mean this?
Can I just say that, Joe, you and actually both Alex, which I will say, I'm bad at it. I'm not a great speller. Get on me all the time about my spelling in our social media posts.
Yeah, because that's different.
Job.
That's your job. And two, the show is represented. If we have a bunch of spelling errors.
This was on the Joe and Alex
people
show
know
Instagram.
That, people know if you come to the Joe and Alex show, if you're brand new, Liv, the web girl, they know that Alex and I, not the smartest.
No. They know Joe can't spell, read, or write. And
I can read.
We've acknowledged that about him on the show. At least we talk about it. You're the one with the college degree.
Yeah, you went to college. What's wrong with you?
I misspell things sometimes.
So,
I'm sorry.
So you're at you're you.
I've been doing better.
You have the ability to look over it and double check. Joe, he was dropped on his head a long time ago. We gave up on that.
It's
a long
true.
Time
if you look
ago.
In the side of my head right here, there's a dent. There's a little
That's
bit of
fair.
A lump.
That's fair.
So just want to point that out there. If you want to see the defiantly great video, it's on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram.